980. WTNT 35 KNHC 172,336. Bat 5. Bulletin. Hurricane Echo Beto Intermediate Advisory Number 25A. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Saturday, August 17, 2024. Echo Beto moving slowly away from Bermuda but tropical storm. Conditions continue on the island. Dangerous beach conditions expected along the U.S. East Coast through early next week. Summary of 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Midnight Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 33.5 North 63.7 West. About 100 miles, 160 kilometers northeast, of Bermuda. About 1,065 miles, 1,715 kilometers southwest, of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Maximum sustained wind 75 miles per hour, 120 kilometers per hour. Present movement north-northeast, or 30 degrees at 6 miles per hour, 9 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 976 millibar, 28.82 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Bermuda. A tropical storm warning means that tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. Interests in southeastern Newfoundland should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. A watch may be required for a portion of this area Sunday morning. For storm information specific to your area, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and outlook. At 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, Midnight Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 33.5 north, longitude 63.7 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the north-northeast near 6 miles per hour, 9 kilometers per hour, and this slow motion is expected to continue through tonight. An acceleration toward the north-northeast is forecast to begin on Sunday, with a turn toward the northeast and east-northeast occurring on Monday and Tuesday. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto will slowly move away from Bermuda through tonight and pass near southeastern Newfoundland late Monday and Monday night. Maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour, 120 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. No significant change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Echo Beto should remain near or at hurricane strength through Monday. The cyclone will likely become post-tropical near southeastern Newfoundland by Monday night or Tuesday morning. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles, 95 kilometers, from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 230 miles, 370 kilometers. The estimated minimum central pressure is 976 millibar, 28.82 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the tropical cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadcdat5.shtml. Wind. Tropical storm conditions are likely to continue on Bermuda for the next several hours. Storm surge. Coastal flooding is still possible on Bermuda in areas of onshore winds. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Rainfall. Echo Beto is expected to produce an additional 1 to 2 inches, 25 to 50 millimeter, of rainfall through tonight across Bermuda, with storm total amounts of 7 to 9 inches, 175 to 225 millimeter. This rainfall will likely result in considerable life-threatening flash flooding to the island, especially in low-lying areas. Surf. Swells generated by Echo Beto are affecting portions of the Bahamas, Bermuda, the east coast of the United States, and Atlantic Canada today. Life-threatening surf and rip current conditions are likely in these areas during the next couple of days. Please consult products from your local weather office, and stay out of the water if advised by lifeguards. Next advisory. Next complete advisory at 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Bevan.